Well, we certainly thank you for joining us on the show today. It is Believers in Business. My name is Ron Taylor, and I am honored to be your host today. We have a believer in business, as a matter of fact, right here in the studio with us. He's joined us before, and our friend Patrick Smith is here with us again today. Patrick has been in the financial services industry, by the way, for some 40 years. That means the man knows what he's talking about, so that up front is great to know. For the last 27 of those years, he's served here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. Now today we're going to be continuing our conversation about how money works and helping people increase their wealth awareness. That's a key term, by the way. Write that down, wealth awareness. So Patrick, welcome back. It's good to see you, brother.
Thank you, Ron. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, first of all, Patrick, we wanted to let listeners know that if they want to hear any of our previous discussions, conversations, interviews on this program, that all they have to do is go to your website at wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. Click on the listen button and they're archived right there. What a convenient thing to do. So very, very handy. One of the many things you'll find on the website. We'll talk about that in a bit. Patrick, for those in our audience who may not have heard our last conversation, perhaps new to what we'll talk about today, why don't you give us a quick review of some of the important points that we've discussed before?
Absolutely, Ron. First, the focus of my practice is helping people discover exactly what they need to know about their money that they weren't aware of before. I help people ask the right questions for their situation. The financial industry has become a product-driven, simply selling returns.
Mm-hmm.
Most financial professionals today still offer advice to clients using what we call conventional thinking about money, and it's not effective with today's dramatically changing demographics and the out-of-control government spending in our country that we're all aware of, concerned about. My peers have taught consumers what to think about their money instead of teaching them wisdom in how to think about their money so that people can make better decisions about their money.
Mm-hmm.
The good news for people is that if you increase the awareness you have about your money today, that will determine how much money you will have 10, 20, and even 30 years from now.
Very true.
And that is why I take the time to educate my clients about their money and how it actually works. In my practice, we have an educational process that we take our clients through so that they can become more informed, so they can make more intelligible, informed decisions for their future. We call this the wealth awareness process. To start building a foundation for understanding how money works, you first need to have what we call a defining moment. There are several defining moments. And they're essentially the revelations of truth about how money works. And that will create a shift in their thinking about their money. And the most important defining moment is obviously defining moment number one.
Mm-hmm.
Your money will never be worth more than it is today.
Such a profound statement, Patrick.
It's simple, and it really is. And what we hope is it gets people to thinking like, what in the world is he talking about?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everyone needs a real understanding of that defining moment. And of course, what is important in that defining moment is understanding inflation, because it is impacting our everyday lives and it's greater than the CPI index that the government gives us.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember our example of how inflation can eat away at your buying power. If you took $1,000 today with just a 3% inflation factor built in, you only have the buying power of $412 in 30 years.
Unbelievable.
What this means is that today's dollars have the most buying power and the most importance to our listeners. Traditional financial thinking tells consumers that to beat inflation, you simply have to try to get the best return you can get on your money. But focusing on higher rates of return is starting with the wrong premise. You see, it's difficult to find the right solution when you start with the wrong premise.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, think about it this way. Let's say you're going to take a vacation. When planning that trip, what's the first thing you need to know?
The first thing I need to know is where I'm going.
That is what everybody says.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Ron, I'm sorry.
Wrong.
That is not true. Yeah. The first thing you need to know is where you are. And that's what is troubling people today.
Good point.
They can't put their finger on it, but what's really going on internally in them is they want to know, where am I really in my financial world in the midst of all that's going on?
Sure.
You need to know where you are and not just where you think you are. That's what we help people determine through our wealth awareness process. And that begins with scheduling that first Money Work session.
And that Money Work session is an opportunity for you to sit down one-on-one with Patrick or a member of his team and learn more about what we're talking about on the show today. Patrick, I'm going to back way up before I give the phone number here in just a moment and have you define something. I think it's profound. I think it's important and certainly bears repeating. And that is, explain product-driven. Tell us what product-driven is. Let's define that.
Okay. Product-driven means that prospective client comes to see somebody in the financial business, mm-hmm. and they want to know, the advisor wants to know, well, how much money you have and where do you have it? And basically they tell them and they go, oh, well, we can do better than that.
I see.
And we've got a better product than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody's got a better product. And there's some great products out there, and there are some advisors that have better products. But because of changing demographics and the government's overspending,
mm-hmm.
there has to be more thought and more planning given to the future, and what we call unintended consequences are going to come out of some of these product-driven decisions.
Interesting. Well, and if there's ever a time to pay attention and to really take notes on what we're talking about today, it's today, because this is not our father's retirement anymore. We have to fend for ourselves and really create our pension, our nest egg, and what we have for our future ourselves. And I want to really encourage you to contact our friends at Baring Financial. I want to give you the phone number to call. If you're ready to make that call and set up a personal, private consultation with Patrick or a member of his team, the number is 817-571-2626. That again is 817-571-2626. You'll find that number on the website when you log on to wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. I love the website. It's very clever. It's a catchy title, and it is about wealth awareness. When you log on, it's very simple, simply laid out. I want to point you to the Choices tab. You'll see several tabs to click on. Click first on the Choices tab, and you'll see, well, choices. You'll see the phone number there. You'll see an email link. Submit your request online for your free one-hour Money Work session right there online. Once again, it's wealthawareness.com, and you'll want to bookmark that site when you get there. Patrick Smith, Baring Financial, our good friend and special guest on the show today. Patrick, a moment ago you were saying that focusing on higher rates of return in order to beat inflation is the wrong premise to start with. Tell us about that.
That's right. The reason it's the wrong place to start is because even though the average consumer doesn't consciously think about it, there are multiple false assumptions built into that premise of thinking. And the thought is, all I have to do to protect myself from inflation is get a higher return.
Mm-hmm.
The premise starts with these false assumptions. If my money is somewhere I can make higher returns, then my money is moving ahead. And of course, that thought comes to most people from remembering the 90s.
Yeah.
When the markets peaked out at their highest, you know, before, you know, our first mm-hmm. big pullback in 2000.
Right.
Another one of those thoughts is, if my money is somewhere I can make high returns, then I haven't missed the opportunity I need to make it grow.
Mm.
If my money is somewhere I can make high returns, then I'll have cash flow if I need it. And of course, when it comes to retirement plans, 401ks, the problem is you have to borrow. So you're creating another cost. And of course, then you have to make up what you borrowed out.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there's some risk, but they think, but this is my best option. And besides, my broker says I've lowered my risk because I've diversified.
Mm.
And there's a point there about question. Have you really diversified?
Right.
Plus, if I do lose some, I can get it back. I just have to wait it out, which is what everybody's been doing for the last 12 years, which I'm probably going to repeat several times today. These are all bad assumptions, and they come from not understanding three very important things that I want to talk about today. That is the velocity of money, liquidity use and control of your money, and lost opportunity cost. And understanding these three points is the right place to start.
It really is, because in one of our previous conversations, I'll always remember that you said it's about asking the right questions. And so I'm glad you're about to set us up for that, Patrick.
Well, first, let's talk about the velocity of money. Most people probably haven't even heard that term, and it's not taught. The velocity of money is essentially keeping your money moving forward so that it's always increasing and never stagnant. This includes the ability to leverage your money, to be able to use a dollar more than once when possible.
Well, that's nice.
Which is a rare thought in itself.
Yeah.
And it includes the ability to move your money out of risk. Because your money will never be worth more than it is today, the more of today's dollars that you can keep moving forward, the better.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the financial institutions understand, and they do this very well, and they do it using your money.
Mm-hmm.
The banks, credit card companies, mortgage lenders, the brokerage houses, mutual funds, they all have their fees and their costs built in using your money to create those, regardless of how well or how poor your money does.
Mm-hmm.
So the velocity of money is always working. It's either working for you or it's working against you. If someone else is using your money to make it work for them, it's most of the time working against you.
Sure.
The way you accomplish this is by retaining as much liquidity, use, and control of your money as is possible. And when you do that, you avoid what we call lost opportunity costs, which we'll talk about in a moment.
Okay.
This is what I show clients how to accomplish. It's what most people are not being taught by their advisors. That's why it's important for listeners to schedule a personal money work session where we'd be able to sit down with them and teach them at length in a personal way what they can accomplish, what we can't accomplish, you know, visiting with you here on the radio.
Sure. And I'll give the number here in just a second. Patrick, detail for us kind of the process of when someone calls the number, they set up a time with you to sit down. Kind of give us an idea of how that goes for someone that's calling today.
Well, they call in, and usually Ashley, our office manager, takes those calls, and she'll give them, ask them a few questions and give them some brief information and set a time that's most convenient for them to come in. And then, of course, they come in, and we sit down, and almost immediately, because of things I've said on the show, they've got questions about, well, what did you mean by this and what did you mean by that? And so I usually spend the first 30 minutes answering questions and giving them some definitions and talking to them about things they haven't heard before. But like any other advisor, eventually we're going to have to, kind of like a physician, you know, we're going to have to get to the point and say, okay, you know, where are you? What are you feeling? Where do you think you're ailing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we go from there to analyze where they are and to teach them exactly where they are versus where they thought they were.
It's really a smart process because no two people are alike financially and structurally, and so it's a great way to sit down one-on-one and give the information. The number to call is 817-571-2626. When you call that number, you'll be able to set up that free one-hour money work session that we'll detail here in a second. 817-571-2626. That number is on the website when you log on to wealthawareness.com. Bering Financial's website, wealthawareness.com, and click on the Choices tab. It's a great place to start. There you'll see the contact information and your chance to even online submit your request for your free one-hour money work session very conveniently online. A great website, wealthawareness.com. Patrick Smith, Bering Financial, our good friend and our guest today here on Believers in Business. Patrick, Take a moment to give us an example of how this is occurring in our everyday lives as people go about commerce and getting up, spending money, making money, etc. Help us understand what the velocity of money looks like in the real world. How do we recognize it working for or against us in the real world?
Okay, Ron, I think probably the best way is to point out again, we've spent 12 years of our clients' monies, or they've spent 12 years with their money stagnant. You know, again, making the assumption that many people's greatest pile of money is their 401k or their retirement plan of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And all that's invested in mutual funds, and they have no control over it. So it has just sat there, and the high tide took it up, and the low tide took it down, and we've been through that three times. And so their money has not moved ahead. So there's got to, you know, they're thinking, golly, there's got to be a better way, okay? And there is, again, it takes changing your thinking and learning what those better ways are. And, of course, I mentioned liquidity use and control. We call it LUC, L-U-C, and L-O-C, which is lost opportunity costs,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so when people don't have control of their money and it's stagnant, they can't move forward.
Sure.
Okay. And so what we try to show people how to do in today's environment is things that they're not aware of they can do with their 401k, even their active 401ks.
Yeah.
I'm a little ahead probably of something I was going to share.
Sure.
But there's a little known part of the tax law of 2005 that the federal government passed that said that employees with 401ks have the right to move their 401k money out of their 401ks to a self-directed IRA,
mm-hmm.
which would give them the liquidity use and control mm-hmm. of their money better if they choose.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't aware that law exists and that they possibly could do that.
Will they lose out a little bit, Patrick, from a matching situation? Let's say their employer is matching some of those funds in the 401k.
Great point. Yes, they would. But on the dollars that have already accumulated, that's created their pile,
yeah.
those dollars, most people are already vested in those dollars. But they still continue their existing program to make their deposits and the corporation match them. But what they've already accumulated, they could do a better job of if they knew they had that choice and they knew there were other things that they could do.
Sure. Very good.
Okay. Let me paint a picture of the type of person we're talking about. They're 35 to 65 years old. They're a two-earner household, homeowners of a house of $150,000 plus, probably paying for two new cars or fairly new cars. Some of the younger folks still have education loans they're paying off. They probably have $20,000 to $30,000 in credit card debt. Maybe starting to have some college expenses. They're maxing out their 401ks for retirement.
Sounds like my neighbor next door.
Yeah.
Anybody's neighbor, really.
And if you ask them how they think they're doing financially, they're broke. Oh, and one of the things that should be on that list is they probably get a tax return of anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 a year.
And they look forward to it every
year.
Oh,
yeah. And they sigh and say, honey, where are we going on this money?
That's right. It's bonus money, you know.
But again, if you ask them how they're doing financially, they say we're broke.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're not broke. They just don't know that they're not broke because they don't understand the velocity of money and they haven't been taught how to retain liquidity, use, and control of their money. So that they'd have the ability to move it forward, and they don't realize how many money leaks that they have. And I'm not talking about going out to eat too much. What we do is show people where they're leaking money that can change their future retirement and finances without changing their lifestyle.
Interesting.
The reason I talked about describes most people today is because they have financial plans that are built on traditional thinking that looks something like this. They have their group benefits from their job, which is their umbrella of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have their 401k plan. They have the equity, or they used to think they had the equity in their house until 2008.
Right.
And maybe credit cards for emergencies instead of cash.
And hopefully those aren't run up to the limit.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's really sad, but that's the plan. And where that plan came from was back when the defined benefit plans were being phased out by major corporations because they couldn't afford them.
Mm-hmm.
They were replaced with the 401k plan. And so for the last 30 years, that became the group.
Yeah.
The group benefits and the 401k has become the plan. Mm-hmm. It's a lousy plan. Okay.
Yep.
Remember the false assumptions about higher returns. Well, people think their money is moving ahead. They think they're protected from risk because they've been told they're diversified in their plan. They think that gives them control, and they think they can get cash out if they need it. And that's their liquidity and use. And they can with a loan, but there's a max on those loans.
Sure.
And of course, then you're kind of shooting the goose. It's you're wanting to lay the golden egg.
True.
Okay. But the truth is most of their money is all tied up in the house, in the market, and their house hasn't been appreciating, and there's no liquidity, and the market gains, as we've talked about, there haven't been any over the last 12 years. In fact, they've lost in their money three times, and it's just now maybe going to get back to even.
Mm-hmm.
Their money's gone nowhere, no velocity again. They can't use it because they can't liquidate it if they need cash because they need it to grow for their retirement. So if they do liquidate it and use it, they'll kill the goose that's supposed to lay the golden egg for their retirement years.
Yeah.
If they try to get liquidity or use their money by borrowing against it, it's not true liquidity. It just creates more debt and more risk to them. And the institutions, you know, are still getting their fees.
Sure.
And they're the ones that are benefiting. They can't control it. And what people don't understand is mutual funds and 401ks, retirement plans, is all buy and hold.
Yeah.
Because the law says, the Investment Act of 1940 says, it has to be invested 95% of the time. Because I'm sure many of them, they're smart people. They thought, why didn't they move my money out when the market went down last time? Yeah. They can't. And your broker told you, don't worry about it. You're in it for the long haul. It'll come back. Why? Because their fees are based on it always being investing. You could have told them to put it in cash, but mm-hmm. most people didn't know that.
You know, Patrick, we have an interesting year that's upon us here. We have a lot of things that are going to be setting into effect that will affect the financial markets. The OPEC deal from the early 70s is going to come to an end in a few weeks. The gold standard introduced back into to play, and of course the government looking for ways to get money back in the coffers, and they're going to try to get their hands on folks' retirements plans. And so there's a lot of important things. My point is this: I think in one of the most important things we can take out of our conversation today, Patrick, is that we have to be informed as consumers. And I think that's what you bring to the table, is the information. 40 years of being a financial in this financial services brings the credibility that you need to the table. And so as we look to you for wise counsel, in the last few minutes of our conversation, encourage those that are listening today, Patrick, that might be a bit jaded because, you know, we can go with this direction or that direction, but sometimes we wind up right back where we started. You really bring a lot of wise counsel to the table when you join us on the air. Encourage that listener that's saying, I'm not quite sure here.
Boy, you hit on a a major issue. The truth is that most people, when it comes to money, especially retirement stuff, boy, they just have a hard time. They don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
In fact, most of them have taken a position they don't trust anybody. And I think the best thing I can say here is that's why when I meet with people, we're going to meet three or four times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the first two times is almost all education.
Yeah.
I'll give them a basic overview of where I'm going to take them, but I don't even do business with people until they've met with me usually the fourth or fifth time.
Yeah.
And because they have to understand what the other choices are out there, and they haven't heard them before and it's new to them. And so, we're going to sit down with them and explain these concepts I've been throwing out here.
Sure.
Talk to them about what balanced financial planning is, what it really is, not what they think it is, because all they've used is their group benefits and their 401k plan.
We have to think out of the box. And as you said many times before, it's about asking the right questions. And I think that Patrick will show you how to do that. Patrick, we can't thank you enough for the ministry, the service as a believer in business that you bring to the body of Christ, our listeners, our audience. We're always better for our time with you. Thank you for joining us again today.
Thanks, Ron. Pleasure.
Patrick Smith, Barron Financial. I'll leave you with the information. What we're talking about with the consultation is called a Money Works session. You can go online to wealthawareness.com, bookmark that site when you get to wealthawareness.com. I want to point you to the Choices tab. When you click there, you'll see where you can submit your request online for your free one-hour Money Works session, or call the number. It's also on the website, 817-571-2626. That number again, 817-571-2626. We thank you so much for joining us today here on Believers in Business.